So, understanding the law of correspondence from reading the Hermetic Principles, studying the Hermetic Principles, and with some help from the Kabbalion, and also Thomas Troward's book, The Law and the Word, explaining how vibrations work and how things come into existence and out of existence. He didn't explicitly say this, but this is the conclusion that anyone can come to if they study the subject matter. Everything begins in one, no thing, absolute energy. My mistake was thinking that this energy was dormant, or the no thing was just not here. And that was the greatest mistake. It's just vibrating at an inconceivably high rate of speed, to where the characteristic of speed doesn't even apply, because any speed in comparison to infinite speed is nothing. So the speed of no thing is infinite, is eternal and infinite. Therefore, it cannot be touched or detected or seen. But based on what we know, it simply is. It is. And it is in an absolute way. There is no escaping the absolute vibration. Now, as the vibrations become what Thomas Troward would call localized by the word, that's, first of all, let's back up. That infinite vibration that is so fast that it has no speed to it, it is beyond the realm of any detection, is God or principle. And that principle is everything that can exist or ever has existed. It is the storehouse, because it's just unlimited. It has no boundaries, no characteristics. It is unknowable. And what comes from this is energy. What comes from this is energy. Now, energy undifferentiated is just potential energy. It's the infinite masculine contained within the infinite feminine, which is the expression, but both of them offset each other. The thing that localizes and makes activity for these energy, the infinite energy, is the word or the sun or the thought of God. So word is known as the principal carrier of meaning. So the principal carrier of God is God's thought. The expression of the power of God is God's thought. Now, what is a thought in God's mind? Everything. Everything is a thought in God's mind. So, the only things that could have come into existence out of God, since God is impersonal, is man himself. Because man is the only one, or consciousness itself, should I say. Consciousness itself expresses itself in man. It expresses itself in man. Man is imagination. So, imagination only becomes active according to the localized will of the word of God. A word of God is the Son of God, the expression of God, which is energy. That energy is all there is. That energy is man. Imagination is all energy. The thoughts that are produced from the imagination is only done by the activity of the controller of that imagination, the localized word, the localized expression, which is I am. A localized expression says I am. So you say I am. You are a thought of God. Now, that means you are localized. This body, this that word of God going out into the world takes on or gives life to the dust of the earth and makes it come alive as man, Elohim, the one that is many. So this earth stays active and alive in this way, in this function, able to hold a creative force or be the medium of communication of this creative force, this vibrational communicator of this eternal force. And that's all it does. It's a communication medium. That's what the body is. It's a communication medium. It's a word. It's simply an infinite word. Or it holds an infinite word, an infinite localization. So the localization of God doesn't take on the full, it doesn't express the full portions of God. Because to express the full portions of God is to express everything. And if you are to express everything, that cannot be expressed in the physical realm. So the Son has been given the power to choose his life. The Son, or the first expression, has been given the power of choice or volition to choose. So we choose what we are. We choose what we believe. The only thing, what is expressed of God, is that word which is said within, which is a thought and a belief, or a thought in that which is believed in, which is given the full spirit of. If the full spirit of man goes into an idea, that idea takes on the fullness of life of man. Now, the fullness of life of man is only given from the fullness of life of all. So he is all indirectly, or he is all localized. So to allow this infinite one to be planted and buried in a thought, which receives full belief, that word, which is a localization of spirit, takes on the life of spirit and the intelligence of spirit and the power of spirit to accomplish itself. It's a seed which has all the capability of germinating itself, and then the belief or the faith is what activates that. So, it being the activity and the intelligence of the particular word or a particular thought pattern, a particular idea, that idea has life of its own that has been projected out from the man into the etheric waves and the etheric vibrations. The etheric vibrations are omnipresent everywhere and communicate to all things. And so, by giving belief to a thought, localizing that thought and belief, you influence everything that exists. You reconfigure the universe and all there is by reconfiguring I am. And that reconfiguration shows up in all realms, the infinite spiritual plane, the infinite mental plane, and the infinite physical plane. All three. They show up. It begins in spirit, and it ends in the physical. And the reason we know this is because the physical has a level of density to it that could only be had if it vibrated at a slower rate than those realms above it. There are certain particles and certain energies that can attach and cling on to a thought that has life. A magnetism. There's a magnetism to this energy. There's a power to this energy. And as it slows down, as it moves down through the dense levels of correspondence, it takes on more material matter, and it takes on more density and more density until it assimilates into a life experience with physical bodies and physical events, physical environments, physical people, physical behaviors, chemical reactions in the body. But as you rise those back higher, you remove the power from the physical and you move it into the mental. And the mental has a higher vibration of the same thing. There's a spiritual prototype or a mental prototype of a thing that never dies. It always is. That is because it exists outside of time and space. So once this thought falls within time and space, it starts to take on another level. It takes on another level of density. Light is the first physical manifestation of anything. And it's the lightest matter. And it doesn't have any, it doesn't take up any space. But it is matter. And it's the purest form of matter. Light. Because light takes up no space. Light takes up no space. So light is the first manifestation of the physical. Now going beyond light, it throws off even the mass of light. Whatever the energy pattern throws off the mass of light and becomes pure energy. Pure energy. So you've escaped the realm of the physicality, of the physical, when you've vibrated too high. It's vibrating at too high of a speed. Then you disappear from the physical, and now you are pure energy. And pure energy has no boundaries. So a thought in the essence of pure energy does not stop and reaches its absolute form. It's absolute reality, and it always was an absolute reality because that came before the physical. It is its absolute reality already. But what the word does is it localizes this already reality and begins a vibration in the etheric waves within the soul of man, within the experience of man. And then this thing localized to the man who originated the thought, that thing comes as close to that man as it can in the physical realm by having that man touch it. So if it was a car, or if it was a house, or if it was a spouse, the observance of a relationship, the observance of a relationship in the invisible realms is already an absolute reality for that individual soul. It's already an absolute reality because all realities already exist in an infinite way. Now, in a purely energetic way, that reality can only be felt by I am. And the reason why is because in the energetic realm, there is only one. There isn't multiple. There is only one. And that one is differentiated into many different forms, but there's only one. So when one says, I am happily married, they become the person who has a marriage and is happy about it. Before it appears physically, there has to be an originating cause to it, which is going to be that thought or the word of that happy marriage. It's the word of that happy marriage. So the word of that happy marriage has to be spoken. And to be spoken in energetic terms is to become. You can only speak in energy when you become that energy. So you become the energy of happily married. Now the energy of happily married already existed within spirit, the infinite vibration that is inconceivable. And it moves into a form that can be understood and can be tangibly or can be grasped. And that's in the form of a thought or a word. And that word activates power or energy. This is why you feel love or why you feel any emotion at all, is because it's been localized and given expression through word. It's been given expression. So when you give expression to I am happily married, that expression is, and that person who is happily married is, if you are that person. You have to claim yourself to be that with your thought and your emotion and your full experience energetically. When that happens, you return back to the body with that same vibration. You bring that vibration that you've gathered from the energetic realm, spirit realm, or God, and you bring that into your body. And this is what is called faith. And when you bring that into your body and you bring that into your experience, your mind, your thoughts say the words that would imply that you are happily married. And you even say the words out of your mouth that imply that you're happily married. And now what happens is the happy marriage in physical form comes as close to its source as it can. And it calls a wife to you or a husband to you. And no, it won't be merging with you physically, but as far as it can, it will. You will have sex, you will have intimacy. So the person comes towards you and you meet a person. That person is a personification of the energetic vibration of being happily married. And then the person who makes that thing as it relates to you in the physical dimension, the perfect spouse or the perfect marriage happens. And you see the person and they go through transformative changes and things happen in their mind and things happen in your mind. And now you are happily married. You always have been, but the physical evidence by a person appearing and a ring being put on your finger and the ceremony that happens to just show you what you always were in energy, in infinite energy. And that's what holds the marriage together, is the recognition that you are happily married. And love and beauty flow through your experience infinitely now. Has to be here and now. So this is what's happening. You're bringing from the infinite realm of vibration. You're not bringing it. You're becoming it, because that's the only way you can speak something spiritually, is to become it. So to speak the word of God is to become. The word of God, which is the word of unlimited power, is the word of being. If you become something within yourself, despite what it looks like on the outside, if you have something inside that you don't currently have outside, it will be soon you will see how that you having it on the inside, because it's in the realm of energy and infinite vibration. When you bring that into your body in the form of an emotion or a full desire, and you hold that in your heart with love, you will soon see the physical representation of whatever you've held in your heart, because the word of God is the word of infinite power. And the only expression of infinite power is the expression of being something already. That happens throughout all realms, spiritual, mental, and physical. The I am permeates and penetrates all of them. Being penetrates all of them. And so by being something, you make the quality of that something, which is differentiated, spread out, and differentiate itself on all planes. And the spiritual differentiation is the form of thought. Should I say the mental differentiation of spirit is thought, or expression of that spirit is thought. And then the expression in the physical is the feeling of a desire or impulse or love in the body, of emotion, a full experience in the body. And then when you experience it in the body as true, we can call that faith. And then that will make it gives substance to the thing you can't see yet. But it is giving it substance, regardless of what it looks like. You cannot look at what the physical world looks like. It's deceptive. It only showed you what you've brought to you up until this point. You have to claim yourself to be something different if it's going to work.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.